To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rob Brown Show. Back on your radio, it is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Grip Malonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the program. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you rolling through the foremost electrifying hours of sports talk entertainment you're going to find anywhere. It is 8 o'clock. We got your audio blitz here in just mere moments from now. John Blau of the Post and Courier will join us coming up here in just a few minutes from now to discuss what did the Clemson Tigers do while idle this week. This weekend's game begins, I think, a trio of massively important games for the Clemson Tigers. It is a spot for this team to, if you'll allow me to use the expression about a team who hasn't been right all year, get right. It's a get right spot. You've got a pair of opponents that you are clearly going to outmatch on paper. It's a game that if you want to show that what has happened so far is indeed an anomaly. It is a game that if you want to show that what has happened this season so far isn't really who you are, you've got to come out and you've got to dominate the next two games. We will talk to John Blau about that coming up at 8:40 this a.m. Do have one other change in schedule for the week. Lulu Kessin is going to join us tomorrow on the show. Ordinarily, Lulu would join us at this time on Thursdays, but she is headed up to New York this weekend, so Lulu will join us tomorrow on the program to break down South Carolina's win over Kentucky, which we will also do coming up here in just a few minutes on the radio program. But allow us to get to your audio blitz. Some of the audio we've picked over the top 24 hours or longer since the last time that we did the audio blitz. I want to start with this one. The Tennessee Titans are going through it right now, as we knew that they would. It is a rebuild. There is a new head coach. They had the number one overall draft pick in the draft this year. They went out and selected Cam Ward. They had a game yesterday against divisional rivals, the Houston Texans. And the Texans have not exactly had a sterling start to the season themselves. These two teams entered yesterday's game without a win between them, and the Titans fans were pretty excited to get their first one. Instead, the Titans came out and got beat 26-0 by H-Town, a shutout pitched by the Texans. Cam Ward, their starting QB, went 10 of 26 for 108 yards, zero touchdowns, one interception, was sacked twice, a QBR of 27, one of the lowest on the season of any quarterback so far. The Titans also ran the ball for just 82 yards, 64 belonged to Tony Pollard. Cam Ward had 22 yards of rushing. No one else had positive yardage at all. So Cam Ward got into his press conference yesterday And it was time for him to address what happened and where this team is. Which brings us to the newest entry on the Rob Brown soundboard.
I love it.
I love it.
As long as you're talking about a team and you're not talking about us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then I, yeah.
I mean, listen, we've had some segments where... I mean, it's happened. It's not usual. It's an anomaly. But sometimes it happens, you know? It happens. Listen, I am...
Making me nervous because you know I can't do something.
I am very much on the fence about Cam Ward. On one hand, I thought he was... I did not love him. I did not love him as the overall number one pick. Then again, there weren't a lot of options at quarterback in this draft this year. None that I particularly
How often
loved.
Does a number one pick come in and just turn the program completely around in their first year?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely. In fact, I heard, and I wish I could remember who it was, but one of the color guys yesterday was talking about, gosh, who was he talking about? I don't remember. He was talking about one of the quarterbacks who have, oh, Dave was talking about Danny Dimes. And the season Danny Dimes is having right now. And he said, you know, I think we need to, and I'd like to welcome it, and this is why I wish I could remember who it was, because I'd send them a membership card to the Rob Brown Club of sometimes we got to put the emphasis on franchise and franchise quarterback, not on quarterback and franchise quarterback. The color guy said, and I don't remember who it was, but said, I don't think we spend enough time talking about the fact that sometimes franchises fail quarterbacks. Sometimes franchises fail quarterbacks. Sometimes you bring in a guy because your team stinks and you just expect a guy is going to show up and change the entire franchise. And that's a lot to ask of a rook. And Cam Ward's one of those guys. On the flip side, Cam Ward was bad yesterday. And there were some drops. Tennessee's dealing with some injuries. But Cam Ward was bad yesterday. At the same time, there was a lot out of the preseason that I liked out of Cam Ward. There were a lot of good throws, a lot of flashes, a lot of times behind a mic, and now adding this one where I'm like, that guy felt genuine. Like, that guy felt like he was being very sincere in that response, and I appreciate it, like, a lot. I appreciate it, like, a lot. Clayton Kershaw, pitcher for the LA Dodgers, finished out his season and his career yesterday, his last start with the Dodgers, his last pitch as a major league pitcher. Well, just a couple of days ago, Clayton Kershaw had a more emotional moment than anything that he did yesterday. Clayton Kershaw threw his last pitch, got the K. Freddie Freeman came out to yank him from the game. But 2 days before that, the Dodgers clinched the division. And Clayton, who got the dub that day, was celebrating in the locker room when it was time for the interview. I hardly want pants, Dave. Clayton Kershaw, who at this point is just full dad bod. And I'm not talking about the dad bod where you look at a dude and you're like, that guy's clearly a pro athlete. Like, maybe he's not shredded like he was in his prime, but like, clear. No. Clayton had the belly hanging out. He was just living his best life, getting absolutely shmammered on some Budweisers in the locker room. And Dave's like, do you want to put a shirt on for this interview? Clayton's like, I don't want a shirt. I don't want goggles. Hell, I don't even want to wear pants right now, Dave. You know, every now and then I say sometimes, like, it's very nice to have an athlete that that you just relate to. Clayton's on that list now. Because I'll be honest with you. Rob Brown has a good day. That's all I want is to go home, take off my pants, and not put them back on. I get it, is what I'm saying. Shane Beamer and his Gamecocks, who we will talk about at length coming up here in the very next segment of the radio program, knocked off the Kentucky Wildcats. Fourth time in a row that Shano took down Mark Stoops and the Wildcats. After the game, Shano was asked about the Cox playing Beamer ball. Now, what you can't see, because this is an audio medium, is that in answering, one of the coaches said, I'm not familiar with that at South Carolina. Beamer ball is a Virginia Tech Frank Beamer thing. So, and you heard that pause, it is because live on national television after the win, Shane looked at the interviewer, looked up and pointed at the scoreboard and said, we'll see.
one of my favorite moments of Saturday.
Oh, so good. Shano kept the receipts. Now, there were some other things he said in the postgame press conference that we're going to play here in just a few minutes and I will respond to, but that moment was exceptional. Alabama taking on Georgia this weekend. It's a tight game. Ended up being a field goal game. Well, at one point, Ellis Robinson the fourth, as Georgia had just come up with a big stop.
Sounds like he owns a vineyard or something.
He might need to own something to not play football after this. Alabama's got the ball. They are driving. It is third and some to go. Georgia gets a stop to force the punt. That is until about 5-6 seconds after the whistle blows, Ellis Robinson the fourth comes sprinting into the frame. And I guess he must have just seen the new Superman movie because my man went full vert, full horizontal, and helmet first onto the top of the pile, which was not a pile because the play was over, and Kirko lost his mind. Not great. Alabama would end up keeping the ball, would end up scoring on that drive, and also giving us another new entry to the board. Spectacular, Kirk. Thank you very much.
So, you can't blame the coach on that one.
No. No. And that is one thing that there was a little bit of this weekend that we need to talk about. And it is the fact that we have a lot of times and places that we can go after coaches. I think it is abundantly fair, dare I say, apropos, to go after Dave Canales for the Panthers' performance this weekend, because it wasn't just that the team didn't execute. It's that I also think the game plan was crap, or at least the game plan to start the game was excellent, and then it went to crap after that. I can put that on Dave. I can put what's happening at Clemson right now on Dabo, and I don't think I'm being unfair to do it. But when I've got football dudes that are doing stuff like that, in fact, I will go to one more. There was a play in the Virginia-Florida State game. Now, Florida State would lose this game, obviously, but there was a play where Virginia ran a little bubble screen out to the running back. They shifted everybody to the left. They played to the left. They threw it back to the right. There was a DB for Florida State who had a heat seeker on the chest of the Virginia running back. The running back gets the ball in the hands, but he dropped it. And you can see the Florida State DB, who was about to hit this cat into the shadow dimension at the last seconds, dips the shoulder and pulls off to avoid the hit. And I was watching this happen. Mike Norvell came off the sideline, went up to this dude, and gave him the old helmet slap like, hell yeah, because if he hits that guy, instead of it being third and seven, third and eight, whatever it was, it's first and 10 Virginia on a drive that was sustained on a night where Virginia did an excellent job just dink and dunk and sustain a drive. Norvell went out there and hit that kid on the helmet and said, hell of a job. Way to recognize the spot you were in and not follow through with it. This is the opposite of that. I can't put that on Kirby. If you are too dumb to realize that you can't run in and 5-6 seconds after a whistle, fly helmet first into the pile, you can't do that.
See, that's the whole point. Listen, have you ever did something and when you were done, you're like, why did I do that?
Sure.
And you have no idea why you just did it.
Sure.
Okay? It happens to us all the time. And I'm hoping that player is like, why did I do that? And in this case, it cost them big time. And sometimes that happens when you do something and you don't know why you did it, but you did it.
100%. And we will wrap it up with this one. Lane Joey Freshwater Kiffin and his Ole Miss running Rebels welcome the LSU Tigers of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, down to the Grove this past weekend. Well, the LSU Tigers, who, if you will recall, and I hope that you will, Rob Brown tried to tell you nary but a few days ago, I think this is the most overrated team in the Southeastern Conference. I think they might be the most overrated team in college football. It's a good team. It's a fine team. But let us not pretend like this LSU team is unbeatable. What would you look at that? 24-19. The Ole Miss Running Rebels pull the upset and knock LSU off the lofty perch. Well, in this game, there were some standout guys who may or may not tomorrow pick up a couple of awards, but Caden Lee, who is absolutely one of them, 4 grabs, 70 yards, and a touchdown in this performance for Ole Miss. Well, Lane Kiffin got himself up to a microphone yesterday and was asked about the performance of Caden Lee, and this is how he responded in the postgame presser.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Okay, that's my bad. It was Winston Watkins. It wasn't Caden Lee. Winston Watkins, 3 grabs, 38 yards, had a couple of stellar blocks on the outside. The point here is Joey Freshwater is the best. Joey Freshwater's best. And by the way, last week was the week of Lane. It was Lane Kiffin week. Because not like you had the 30 for 30 that's coming out on Lane that I got to tell you, I'm exceptionally excited about. The previews for it look spectacular. You had the announcement from Lane Kiffin's daughter. She hard launched her relationship with LSU linebacker Will Wheat. This was fun because she did it the week her old man, Joey Freshwater, a.k.a. Lane Kiffin, was playing LSU. His daughter announces she's in a relationship with Whit Weeks. And there were all sorts of jokes going around, to which Lane said, take the over, because I'm going out there to beat the new boy toy. In fact, as he walked off the field, this was the last thing he said before he went to the postgame presser. Incredible. Incredible. Hey, buddy. Sure. You can take my daughter out on a couple of dates. Absolutely, football player. You can take my daughter out on some dates. Just remember who your daddy is. Lane said, going to find my girlfriend, my daughter's boyfriend, going to find my daughter's boyfriend to check and see if he covered the over after we just put that L on his squad. I love Lane Kiffin, dude. I don't care if Lane Kiffin never wins another game. He better be employed forever. Dude's the best. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about that Gamecock win over the University of Kentucky of the weekend. Was that a get-right game? Do we see a run like the one South Carolina went on last year that had them a game outside of the college football playoffs? We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. You know, the show is over at 10, and then I've got a little bit of work to do. And just because I'm in a routine, lunch is about 11:30 noon for me. Lunch is about 11:30 noon. Here's the thing. Mondays are kind of tough for your boy. I shouldn't complain. I got a great job. But the point is, there's a lot I have to catch up on. We had a weekend of college football, a weekend of professional football. We had golf. We had baseball. There's a lot that I will spend this afternoon catching up on, which means that Robbie B is a hungry feller around 12:30. He's also exasperated, which means I don't want to have to worry about lunch. That is why Three Friends Bar and Grill is the official lunchtime destination of the Rob Brown Show. Because around 12:30 today, after I'm finished with an interview to record and starting to work on tomorrow's rundown, getting all my stats, watching some game film to talk about, I'm gonna be hungry. The other thing is, when I'm hungry, I don't really know what I want to eat. Usually it's a game time decision for me. It's a sit down and see what's on in the fridge or what's on the menu before I say, this is what I want. That is another reason that Three Friends Bar and Grill is the official lunchtime destination of the Rob Brown Show. It is because they not only have an incredible lunch menu with something for everybody on it, but no matter how exasperated you are with your workday, the folks at Three Friends are incredible. They are nice. They are kind. They are generous. They are just stellar to be around while you enjoy your lunch off of the most diverse menu in the upstate. And on top of all of that, stretching the old dollar is important to all of us right now. We all know where we are. You got to stretch the buck, but you don't, or at least I don't, want to sacrifice good food because of it. There's one more thing that I love about Three Friends. It is their numero uno priority to make sure that you are getting good, quality food and getting it at the best value you will find anywhere in the upstate. Those are the three reasons. You add on to that the fact that they've got TVs all over the place, so if there's sports on, you can watch it, like tomorrow when I'll probably go watch some MLB wildcard action at Three Friends while I have lunch, and can down one of a huge selection of brews, anything from local craft all the way up to the big dogs. Three Friends has it also. When it is time for lunch, whether it's today because you had a long Monday and you want a lunch break out of the office, tomorrow because you want somewhere to watch some daytime playoff baseball, whatever your reason, make Three Friends Bar and Grill your destination in Moonville and in Taylor's in the Public Shopping Center on Whithampton Boulevard. Check out their menu online at the number 3FriendsBar.com. 3FriendsBar.com, or trust me on this, get in the car and head there for lunch. Go find out why they are our friends at Three Friends Bar and Grill. .35-13, the South Carolina Gamecocks get the win over the Kentucky Wildcats. A bounce back win to improve to 3-2, 1-2 in the conference. Plenty of eyes on this one as it was on the SEC network. There is a lot of reaction to this win. There's a lot of reaction to this win, as there should be, and I think was, frankly, justified for the bounce back. I have a couple of reactions. The first is, as I have mentioned a number of times, the name of the game is consistency. It was consistency after the opening two wins against Virginia Tech and SC State. Okay. You took a little while to get going against Tech. Can you keep that consistency going into the game against SC State? The answer was no. It took them a while to get going against that team as well. But there was that long rain delay, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, all right, a lot of variables to this. On top of that, that was a game that a little old SC State team was going to do everything in their power to go get a win, because that would have been a program-altering win had they got it. There was a lot going on in that one, but can you be consistent and carry that into the game against Vanderbilt? The answer was no. You got curb stomped by Vandy. Now, in fairness, a Vanderbilt team that is now inside of the top 20 in college football's AP poll. So, as I pointed out at the time, it's not that you lost to Vanderbilt, it was how you lost to Vanderbilt. But could you break that? Make sure that slow play and disappointing play with a lack of effort did not become a consistent indicator of your football team this year. You came out against Mizzou. And the good news is there was a little grit, a little toughness, a little heart. But unfortunately, late in that game, there were a couple too many mistakes. And you couldn't tackle. So then the question after the loss to Mizzou was, all right, offensively, can you keep a rhythm going? Can you continue to throw the ball? Can you continue to take the pressure off of Lenora Sellers? Can you make something out of this? And can you not become a team that consistently underperforms on defense? And I thought that this game, the answer to that was yes. But because you know me, I got to rub the shine off the apple a little bit. That's a bad Kentucky team. This is not the Kentucky team that had a very impressive Will Levis at the helm. This is not a Kentucky team from a couple of years ago that had Benny Schnell at running back. This was not the Kentucky team from a couple of years ago that had two or three NFL draft picks on defense. This is, as I said on Friday, arguably Mark Stoops' worst Kentucky team since he's been there. So you did what was expected in this game. And in fairness, after the last 2 weeks, I'll take what was expected. What happened against Vandy was not what was expected. Not the L, because again, L's are going to happen. But an L in which my biggest takeaway was the one thing that I never thought I would question about this team was its heart, was its grit. And that team looked like it rolled over in that game against Mizzou. The take I had was, you showed the heart, you showed the grit, and I appreciate that. But the other thing that you have to get right if you are South Carolina is that you must be technically proficient. Your roster has, over the past few years, gotten better. Now, last year's roster may have been the best South Carolina roster in years. This year's is not as good. Because of that, if you want to elevate from mid to upper mid or maybe bottom elite of the Southeastern Conference, you have to be very technically proficient. You have to tackle well. You have to throw well, you have to catch well, you have to run well, you have to block well, you have to do the fundamentals well. And then rely on that little bit of extra culture, character, whatever you want to call it, that is supposed to be the hallmark of a Shane Beamer team to carry you in spots where your athleticism can't. I think we got there with this one. There was one more thing that jumped off the page at me. I thought Lenora Sellers being utilized as a runner was better. I thought the run game in this game was better. Here were Shano's thoughts.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's on it. So he pointed out in the middle.
Wait, did someone fall down or something?
I think one of the reporters had like a hack attack, like a cough attack, and unfortunately, the tactical mute button is not available in real life. So I think one of the guys was having a coughing attack and Shannon was checking on him. But I also think that you kind of saw between that and the clip we played earlier where Shane was like, one of their coaches said Beamer ball is a Virginia Tech Frank Beamer term. Welp, we'll see. And he pointed at the scoreboard. Like, that's the Shane that this South Carolina team needs all the time if you want to elevate. Because that is where, again, I think Shane is I don't think he's a great X's and O's guy. I think he's good. I don't think he's a great X's and O's guy, which is why I have also said, much like I have with Dabo Swinney, I think you've got to have a couple of coordinators that are great X's and O's guys and let Shane be the culture character guy that gets and retains players, because that is equally important to the success of a football program. I think that's the vibe you got. But as far as the play calling goes, to have Lenora Sellers as a runner. And again, when I've said I want more design runs for Lenoris, it's not just because Lenoris is a great runner, and he is. It's because he's a great runner who can throw the ball on the run better than most college football quarterbacks can. And so you need to keep that open so that the threat is always there. Designed runs so that players have to play him as if he is a running back with the ball in his hand, but allow him to still throw over their heads when they have to commit to stepping up to stop him. I thought that was impressive out of this win as well. I got a few more thoughts on that game I'll share with you later in the show, but we've got to run to a break because when we come back, John Blau of the Post and Courier. John covers the Clemson Tigers. We will find out what Clemson did on the bye week to get ready for what I believe is, while maybe not the most impressive, the most important three-game stretch that the Tigers have played in a while. Because if they cannot show up and show out in these next three games, there will be some awkward conversations to be had. So what will it take for them to do so with a noon kick against North Carolina on the road? We'll address that with John Blau with the Post and Courier next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and joining us now on the phone lines, as he does every Monday, kind and generous enough to share some time with us from the Post and Courier. He covers the Clemson Tiger Athletic Department. John Blau joining us here on the show. John, bye week, the Tigers idol, Ryder Cup guy, baseball guy, or were you just locked in on the bye week?
Locked in on the bye week as we talk about naps, UNAPS, and then, yeah, I watched some of the other games on Saturday, too. I mean, it was interesting to see that Georgia Tech Wake game, get a comparison there. Florida State, Virginia, obviously, those were interesting to watch.
They were. Let me ask you, and I know this is away from but still adjacent to Clemson, what impact does Georgia Tech, if any, getting into an overtime fist fight with Wake Forest? You know, we talked about, say, Alabama and the win over Georgia, I think, helped Florida State probably not fall as far as they would have with the loss to Virginia. What impact does Georgia Tech beat Clemson and did so relatively convincingly getting into that fight against Wake Forest? What impact do you think that has on the view of Clemson from the national writers?
Yeah, I don't think it helps. I mean, obviously, though, take a pull out a little bit. I mean, teams can have bad days. So, I mean, maybe Georgia Tech has had kind of a down game a little bit. But one thing that was concerning for me, and this was just a small moment in the game, the way Wake Forest is able to bow up defensively and stop Haynes King in the red zone. I mean, just going back to that Clemson game, I mean, it just seemed like Haynes King was cutting right through him, no resistance whatsoever. And then Wake Forest shows you with just some physicality and the way they attacked at the line of scrimmage that, you know, Haynes King isn't Superman. you can stop him in the red zone. And that's the thing that, for a comparison for Clemson, if you're talking about the things that have been disappointing about the Tigers, has been the defense not having that physicality, not being able to do the same things that a Wake Forest was able to do. So that was the thing I took away from it. As far as the national perspective, yeah. I mean, it makes you question Georgia Tech. It makes you question Clemson even more. Again, teams can have up and down games, so who knows. But we're going to have to see the rest of the season play out. But that was the thing that stood out to me, just the fact that Wake Forest was able to do some things that Clemson couldn't.
John Blau joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. So let's get into the idol week. Obviously, no game. But we also have talked about, John, that these next three these games are critically important, both from the standpoint of you need to stack a couple of wins together for the confidence of the team, but also it feels like a get-right spot for Clemson. North Carolina, not what the Tar Heels fans hoped they were going to get when they brought in Bill Belichick. Boston College, not the same team they were a few years ago. And then SMU, your title contender in the ACC from last year, but obviously have taken a bit of a step back. So how did this team spend the idle week getting prepared for what I think at the beginning of the year we all kind of thought was this is their chance to get some reps and get ready for Duke, FSU, Louisville down the stretch, to now this might be the most important three games. And I don't know if this is exaggerative or not, John, but maybe the most important three games, at least in recent memory, of Dabo Swinney's career.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the most important three-game stretch this season, because obviously if you're throwing the first four out the window. But like you said, they need to get some positive momentum. This is an opportunity to do that. I mean, you're still a 14-point favorite over UNC on the road, even at 1-3, because that's how bad UNC has been. Obviously, Gio Lopez has been a quarterback, had an injury. Don't know if he's going to play Max Johnson. The defense is, you know, they're getting outgained by Central Florida. So it's definitely an opportunity there. Like you said, Boston College and SMU is 2-2. And that's a good question in terms of how they spent the bye week. Don't know yet. I mean, it'll be interesting to listen to Dabo Swinney's radio show, to talk to Dabo tomorrow, get a clue if they did try some different personnel packages, different guys getting reps, you know, if they've shifted any responsibilities or figured any of those types of things out. Coaching-wise, maybe, going into this next game, or if it was just kind of, yeah, rest and recover, reset, like they've been talking about. So, yeah, it's incredibly important if you want to take this 1-3 season that could maybe be 8-4, or if you want to make it a 6-6, a 7-5, it looks a lot worse. So, it's very important for them to pick up some momentum here. There's obviously the opportunity to do that.
John Bilal joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. So let's look ahead to this North Carolina team. Like we mentioned, kind of a disappointing start. They are 2-2. Their wins over Charlotte and Richmond, they got blown out by TCU. They got blown out on the road at UCF. This is also a team, John, that is trying to get itself right, but a team that both on paper and you would like to think under the headset, Clemson is just an outright mismatch, which to me makes it feel like this is a game to dial in on execution. Don't need to do anything fancy. Don't need to go out there and try to put up ESPN top 10 plays. Just go win the football game. What do you believe the mentality of Clemson is coming into this game?
Yeah, I mean, this UNC offense had averaged, I think it was 3.7 yards per play last time out against Central Florida. Not very good, 63 yards rushing. At the same time, again, we got to look back at Syracuse the last time out. I mean, this is not our Syracuse team that was running the ball particularly well, ran for 155 yards on you. So you can't even just look at the stats and say, well, UNC only did this. Clemson has played down to their opponents, to be very frank, so far this season. They have not played up. So, you want to see Clemson shut down that UNC running game. If they're able to get 63 yards against UCF, you want to see it be 50 or under for Clemson. I mean, you want to see the Clemson offense, obviously, against the UNC defense that gave up nearly 400 yards to UCF. You want to get 450, and get rolling against these guys. If you can't do that, that's again, the concern that we've had, and obviously we're probably past concern at this point. They're 1-3. That just continues and amplifies. And, Garrett Riley was interesting to talk to, last week. He was talking about just needing more of a short-term memory and maybe that guys are lingering on mistakes too long. And again, in terms of a reset, they need to get some positive momentum because it does feel like maybe they're lingering, they're pressing. They're letting this bad start get to them and continue it and have it kind of linger on. So they need to get some positive momentum against a team that they should be able to, but again, they have to play up to the competition, not down, which is what they've been doing so far this season.
So I heard those comments from Garrett Riley as well about changing the mentality, changing the short-term memory. And I think that obviously is important, but at the same time, John, like, it's obvious and I think understandable and frankly human to enter with national championship aspirations, dare I say expectations, and now be sitting here going, we've got to go beat North Carolina just to make our way back towards 500. The approach to changing that mentality, like, that feels like it would be a Dabo Swinney special. We know what he is. Good coach, but great motivator, great mindset changer, etc. Has that been a message from the coaching staff to this team about, look, we're not what we wanted to be, but we still have an opportunity to go out and get some wins and do something? Or has it just been kind of a let's go play the game we play message?
Yeah, I mean, I think the word that Dabo used was reset. I mean, I just want to kind of look at it as that 1-3 start was its own season. It's over. We're going into the bye week. We have a new season. It's 8 games long. Well, what are we going to make of that? And obviously, he can point to previous seasons. Again, as much as Clemson fans have hated it, I mean, they started 4-3 in 2021. They're 4-4 in 2023. And they went on runs in both of those years. I mean, they finished with 10 wins in 2021. They finished with 9 in the Gator Bowl against Kentucky in 2023. And it's about creating momentum. And, Colin Sadler talked about this, that, he doesn't want to be seen as somebody tapped out who quit by some of these younger guys that are here. And it's about building momentum into the next season. So obviously the chances are incredibly low that Clemson is going to be able to make the postseason, or the playoff. I mean, maybe obviously you're hoping the postseason with a bowl, but you want to create momentum like you did in 2023. Where you won, 5 straight games, and then you went to that next season in 2024. You made the playoff because you created some positive momentum towards the end of that season. So I think that's kind of the message is, again, reset, create some momentum, see if you can kind of get this thing moving in the right direction, not just for this year, but for next year as well.
John Bilal joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. So what does this North Carolina game look like to you? Like I've said a couple of times, it doesn't feel like a flashy game. It doesn't need to be. Let's go run Adam Randall. Let's make sure Antonio's getting the ball. Let's give Kate a pocket to sit back there and find his rhythm and routine. Do you expect this to be a kind of a dialed back to basics style game? Or do you think Clemson will try to go out there and take some of the disappointment and anger out on the heels?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Garrett Riley always wants to be balanced. I mean, he talks about that dirt raid in terms of wants to run the ball, establish it, then pass. And to be honest, I feel like he's gotten away from that a little bit in this early season. I think there have been times where, you know, again, I go back to the 3rd-and-1 against Syracuse. You're down 27-14. You could have just handed the ball off on 3rd-and-1. You instead, Cade pulls it and tries to run and loses yards or gets zero, and then you try to pass it on 4th-and-1. I really think that you just need to hand the ball to Adam Randall. You need to maybe even get Gideon Davidson, Izzy Amume in there as well. Run it as much as you can. Make things, like you were saying, just as simple as possible for Cade Klubnik. And get that UNC defense to really have to respect the run. And so I think that's key for Clemson. I think they just got to really pound that and then see where it goes. And then, yeah, if UNC is giving you really porous coverage, you obviously got to trust Cade Klubnik. He can't, you know, play like he's a sophomore. You know, give him the latitude to be the quarterback you thought he was going to be, the quarterback that you say you've seen in practice, and let him take some shots. And so we'll see. But I think they first have to establish that run. I think it is, like you said, a little bit a back-to-basics type game there.
And that makes it interesting because, again, with, yes, North Carolina coming up, but then at Boston College, these are back-to-back road games. John, there are spots where I think sometimes it can help a team to get on the road, to get away from the comforts, to get away from your own house, to have to travel together, sleep together, be around each other, to kind of click, to kind of get that chemistry back. And I think that that is something that Clemson wants to lean on. So how important is it for these next two games on the road to get it right before an SMU team that is going to be coming into that game also a little bit disappointed with where they are in the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as much as, you know, some Clemson fans are probably disappointed at the other Clemson fans for some of the boos that, you know, have rang out, you know, at Memorial Stadium when Clemson's played the way they played. Like you're saying, I think it's good to get away and get to, you know, just be, like you said, with themselves, kind of really keep that bubble really tight there, to kind of block out the outside noise that they talk about and just get on the road and, you know, have that environment and get things in a positive direction. So when you come back home, you're 3-3, things have kind of stabilized at least a little bit. Maybe everybody's a little bit happier when you're back playing SMU again. So yeah, no, I think this is good for kind of cleansing the palate, you know, getting things moving in a positive direction. And like you said, SMU will be interesting to see over the next couple weeks. If they're able to win a couple games as well, get kind of moving in a good direction, so it's a little bit more of a battle, or if maybe SMU is still scuffling a little bit, you got home field advantage. And like we're talking about, again, you got maybe three straight games there. We can post wins. You're 4-3. You got Duke after that, which I know Duke killed Syracuse, but I would think that, you know, if you can play a better game, you got a chance to win that game as well, going to Florida State the week after that. So, yeah, this is definitely a very important stretch here. I think it's an incredibly important road swing, like you're saying, to kind of get that, you know, mentality back where you need it to be and then see if you can kind of finish strong.
John Blau with the Post and Courier. Last one. I didn't even think about this, but you brought it up, John, so I do want to ask about it. The boos at Memorial have been loud, have been obvious, even on the TV broadcast. I know 2 weeks ago, Dabo didn't just acknowledge them, but he was asked about it, and he said, look, I agree with them. Like, I was ready to boo this football team. That is not necessarily the image that most of us, I don't think, have about Clemson, especially playing at home. What impact, if any, do you think that has had on this football team? And more importantly, if they do go get road wins against Carolina and Boston College, do you think that kind of resets them with the fan base before they come home for a three-gamer against SMU, Duke, and a top 25 Florida State team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for sure. Obviously, again, it can't be in their heads. But again, I go back to what Gary Riley was saying in terms of them lingering on stuff, and Dabo said it, them pressing. And that probably does, you know, factor in that you're at home and, you know, you're hearing people booing you after you're making mistakes. You obviously don't want to be booed. You want to have them like you. You have an environment like Syracuse where, you know, obviously there's that long delay and, you know, maybe only half the stadium comes back. You're playing in like a, you know, like a spring game type of environment, just in terms of the numbers that are there. It's not what you come to Clemson to play for. It's not what you expect. And obviously these guys have a certain amount of pride. They want to obviously have their home fans behind them and positive towards them. And so again, what we were talking about, just getting on the road, getting some confidence back, maybe getting things moving in a positive direction. And then some of those fans who are a little frustrated just because, again, this is a program that won a couple national titles, went to six straight playoffs, just not what they expect. Maybe you can get them kind of feeling a little bit better, and everybody's kind of more kumbaya going forward.
John Blau covers the Clemson Tiger Athletic Department for the Posting Courier. Kind enough to give us some time every Monday morning at 8:40. My man, appreciate you, John. Enjoy the game this weekend. Hopefully we're talking a little bit more upbeat next Monday.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks
you got it. John Blau for the Posting Courier. Make sure you follow him on X at John, J-O-N, Blau, B-L-A-U. Make sure you follow Lonzo through the best 60 seconds of your day, this Sports Flash.
Let's take a journey, shall we? The Carolina Panthers suffered a brutal 42-13 loss at New England yesterday. Bryce Young was 18-30 for 150 yards and a touchdown, with the majority of Carolina's 129 rushing yards coming after the game was out of hand. Patriots quarterback Drake May completed 14-17 passes for 203 yards and two touchdowns in the win. Here's a new AP Top 25 poll. The Buckeyes held on to their number one spot. Oregon moved up to two. Miami is number three ahead of Ole Miss, who jumped 13 spots after their win over LSU. Oklahoma moves to number five, with Texas A&M, Penn State, Indiana, Texas, and Alabama rounding out the top 10. Chase Elliott captured the checkered flag at Kansas yesterday, punching his ticket to the NASCAR playoffs. A round of eight, Elliott started the second overtime restart in eighth place, but outpaced everyone in the final two laps to steal a win from Denny Hamlin by less than a second.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.